Good morning, beloved. And again, thank you for inviting me into your homes on this Thursday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Well, we're going to go ahead and skip around a little bit. Today we're in Matthew chapter 5. And today's reading introduces a section in Matthew's gospel often referred to as the Sermon on the Mount. And the sermon begins with blessings and teachings, and with Jesus describing a vision of God's realm. What Jesus teaches constitutes a description of an alternative community, one that stands in sharp contrast to an imperial empire that values power, wealth, and status. And also, we're changing gears here. God's saving word has been encouragement, but today and for tomorrow also, God's saving word is wisdom. And so let's begin reading Matthew chapter 5, which is the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus saw the crowds and went up to a hill where he sat down. His disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are those who mourn. God will comfort them. Happy are those who are humble. They will receive what God has promised. Happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. God will satisfy them fully. Happy are those who are merciful to others. God will be merciful to them. Happy are the pure in heart. They will see God. Happy are those who work for peace. God will call them his children. Happy are those who are persecuted because they want what God requires. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. And happy are you when people insult you and persecute you and tell all kinds of evil lies against you because you are my followers. Be happy and glad, for a great reward is kept for you in heaven. This is how the prophets who lived before you were persecuted. You are like salt for the whole human race, but if salt loses its saltiness, there is no way to make it salty again. It has become worthless, so it is thrown out and people trample on it. You are like light for the whole world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one hides the lamp and puts it under a bowl. Instead, it is put on the lampstand, where it gives light for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine before people so that they will see the good works you do and praise your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to do away with the law of Moses and the teachings of the prophets. I have not come to do away with them, but to make their teachings come true. Remember that as long as heaven and earth last, not one least point nor the smallest detail of the law will be done away with, not until the end of all things. So then, whoever disobeys even the least important of the commandments and teaches others to do the same will be least in the kingdom of heaven. On the other hand, whoever obeys the law and teaches others to do the same will be great in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you then that you will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven only if you are more faithful than the teachers of the law and the Pharisees in doing what God requires. And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, where Jesus said, "In the same way, your light must shine before other people so that they will see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven." You know, as we said in the introduction, this teaching that Jesus is giving is a whole new paradigm. There is nothing like it that has ever happened before, and you know, it can only happen when society is filled with the love of God and obedience to Jesus Christ. It goes against everything that the flesh desires. The flesh desires to be exalted. The flesh desires to have more than all the rest. But what Jesus is saying is that true happiness, peace, and contentment comes when all of those desires, all of those longings, all of those, that lifestyle that you desire has been surrendered to Jesus Christ. Then you can have true peace. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for teaching me about God's love. Help me to follow you and be salt and light so that others may come to know you. May my actions this day reflect your teachings and give glory to God. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end this morning, beloved. Join me tomorrow as we are in Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 48, where Jesus sheds new light on the scriptures. Until tomorrow, then, let Jesus Christ be lifted up and glorified in our lives.